Hi guys, and welcome back to Unapologetic.
If you're new here, thanks so much for tuning into our show. And if you're coming from our last episode, welcome back.
Yes, yeah, so today we're going to dive right in. And as you can tell by the title, we're going to be doing or talking about how to become the best version of yourself.
Yeah. That is a juicy topic, I feel like. Like, there's so much that can be said.
Yeah, you know, and I feel like a lot of people can struggle with just, like, not knowing where to start.
For sure.
You know, how to become the best version of yourself.
Or getting lost in, like, the situation that they're currently in. It feels like, you know, they keep...
like, repetitive.
Yeah. Or it's just, like, they're in a bad situation and they feel like they can't come back from it, mm-hmm. you know?
Or a constant cycle. Like, they just feel like life is the same thing happening over and over again. Right. So yeah, we're just going to dive right in and talking about this topic, and then maybe at the end we'll do some life updates, but mm-hmm. yeah, so number one, we'll probably number these, well, not literally on the screen, but like just as we go, you know, but number one to how to become the best version of yourself is to find your passion and to do what you love. And this pertains to work, right? And a lot of people will say probably that this is like cheesy or corny, but I genuinely believe that if you're miserable every day going to work, you will never become the best version of yourself.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
And I know we can play like devil's advocate here, really, right? Like we can say, oh, but I can't just quit my job and do what I want to do. Or that's what a lot of people will say, right? They'll be mm-hmm. like, well, I have to work to make a living, which is completely understandable. Mm-hmm. But in that situation, to me, like there's so many different ways you can go about it, right? So I'll use the example as doing hair. Say you want to do hair for, that's your passion, or you love doing hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like in that situation, but you still have to make a living, right? You're paying rent or you're living on your own. You would have to find like a cosmetology school that is either at night, 5 to 10, right? Or in the morning, like based it off of your work schedule and work around that, okay? Now I'm going to play devil's advocate again. Say you're like, okay, but my work is not going to work around my schedule. Say they're going to just be like, nope, sorry, like I'm not changing it. Then in that scenario, like honestly, I just feel like you'd have to like apply somewhere else until like you get a new job in order to accommodate that schedule that you like for your passion. You know what I'm saying? Like in that case, like apply somewhere else or apply a million different places. And then, you know, you'd let them know, I'm going to school, this is the schedule. There's so many ways you can work around it. I just feel like people make excuses when it comes to that. They're like, oh no, I can't, like I don't have the time, or oh no, like I have to work this job because I can't just go to school, or say social media, same thing, right?
Right.
People want to do social media. That's a popular career nowadays. Okay, do it before your job, do it after your job, have it be the 5 to 9 after your 9 to 5. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
There's just always a way to make it work, in my opinion, and you may have to sacrifice a few things in the meantime, or sacrifice your happiness for, like, you may have to sacrifice your happiness, how do you say, I need the word, like not forever, like how do you say, you need to sacrifice
your, like temporarily,
yeah, so it may take like for you to sacrifice your happiness temporarily for a lifetime of happiness in the future,
right? No, 100%. I honestly think that is arguably one of the most important things on how to create the best become the best version of yourself. And I think too, like a lot of people, the most important one in that to me is like mindset change, right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people, like you said, get hung up on like, oh, you know, I just don't have the time, or I don't have the, and by the way, just going back to what we said last episode, where I feel like we feel like we don't, but we do have to, I guess, address the obvious. Obviously, there are certain reasons in certain people's lives where maybe they can't do that thing, you know, at that very mm-hmm. moment, right? Whether it's a financial thing or whatever the case may be. But I think at the end of the day, as long as you have that mindset change and, mm-hmm. you know, it just goes back to the, if you wanted to, you would.
Right.
Even if it doesn't mean it's something that you can jump into right away, it's going to be something that, you know, you have your mind on and you're determined to achieve no matter what it is that you have to do, even if it's not in that specific moment.
Yes,
you know?
And I agree completely. Yeah, because it may, or people may say like, oh, I'm gonna have no life, or oh, I'm not gonna be able to go out, or okay, but again, that's temporary,
right?
You know, for you to
sacrifice.
Yeah, everything takes sacrifice in one way or the other, you know,
for sure.
So that's the first one. Number two, that, and this isn't in no specific, well, actually, no, that was probably, like, a number one that we think is, like, the most important, right? Because that shapes your whole life. Like, what you do, you know, you don't
want to be. You have to love it.
Yeah.
You have to love it.
You don't want to be miserable, like, getting up every day, like, oh, I have to go to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really have to just do what you love.
I think a lot of people, like, think that, like, I don't know. They just get so stuck in that mindset where it's like, and again, I think that goes back to episodes that we've had way, way, way mm-hmm. previous, is like, we get stuck in the matrix of things where we feel like, oh, you know, you go to school and then you get a job. And then even though it's not the best job, but it pays well. Mm-hmm. So like, you have to stay in it. Yes. Like, no, like life is so short. Yes. Like, do what you want to do.
If you're unhappy, like, no, who cares what, and that's another thing too, is like, that may be something that your family wants to do, but if that's not what you want to right. do, quit the job. Right. Find your passion. You know what I'm saying? Stop yes. caring about what these people think.
Right.
But actually, since you brought up mindset, that was actually another one on the list that I'll just jump to. And we'll talk about next, is a positive mindset is super important, right? So mm-hmm. start viewing obstacles as opportunities. Mm-hmm. So I would say, like, stop viewing obstacles as something negative in your life. You know, I mean, that's with everything. Stop viewing all of these things just that happen.
Negativity, yeah.
You know, because there's going to be lessons that you have to learn over and over again. I mean, even me, I don't know the example because I obviously forgot, my memory so terrible, but there was a lesson that I just learned and I was like, okay, this is the same lesson. Like, I'm learning this lesson again. Like, why am I learning this lesson again? Do you know what right. I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, clearly I didn't learn from it the first time, or I didn't grow from it the first time, you know, and that's okay. But I'm not going to look at it, sit here and like mope that I'm yeah. like, oh my gosh, yeah. I'll do the same thing again.
Right. Because as know? Long as you get into that mindset eventually, and that's the other thing, is like, getting into these mindsets is not an easy thing, right? Right. I think we're all so caught up in everyday things that it's just easy to complain. It's easy to be more negative than it is positive, and that's just a fact. But I would challenge you guys to get into the mindset of, you know, instead of looking at things like, oh, I have to do this, to I get to do this, yes. you know, type of mindset, because there's a lot of opportunities that, you know, you have and you might not even realize that a lot of people don't get. Mm-hmm. So you better take them.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so another one that is important in becoming the best version of yourself is health. Health is wealth. That's mm-hmm. like a very popular saying. But again, everything within moderation. So when I say that, like, I'm not sitting here telling you to change your whole entire diet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I understand.
Or lose 50 pounds.
Right, like. Right. No, I understand. But that's why I always say, like, another motto that I probably say too much in my day-to-day life is everything within moderation, right? Because it's like, okay, say you're, this is a bad example, but say you're craving a soda and you're like, oh my god, soda's so bad for you. It's okay to have a soda,
right? You know, like, it's saying? Not gonna kill you. It's not yes. gonna set you back 500 years, you know, something yeah. that you, oh yeah, bleep that. It's not gonna set you back. That's the other thing, a lot of people get so like caught up in their health goals, especially when they start their health journey, yes. where like they're working so hard and they have one damn cupcake and they're like, oh my god, I'm like, it's fine.
No, they're so stressed out about it. They're like, oh my god, I can't. I'm like, okay, it's okay. Fine. And that's why I say, unless you're like a super disciplined person and you're like set to change your whole, I mean, that's you can do whatever you want, you know right. what I'm saying? But I just think everything within moderation, right? Like what you're eating or what goes into your body is also going to affect you on the outside. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, you can have a cheat day here and there and eat your, I mean, I love sweets, first of all, okay, but just make sure that you're also feeding your body the nutrients that it needs in order to be like okay, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you know what I want to jump into, because we just said like people are so serious, is this one's all the way at the bottom of my list, but I'm gonna say it now, is never take life too seriously. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that I say. I think I say it almost on every single episode.
Yeah, I'm like, we've said this countless times. If you guys don't get it yet,
yeah,
get it.
Because I'm not gonna lie to you guys, like, life is never that serious, okay? It is okay to reward yourself, to go have fun with friends. Now I get, like, if you're trying to change a certain habit because you need to, like, say you want to fix something about yourself, right? Like, I have a friend who isn't drinking because she just wants to like get her emotions in check and stuff like that, and I understand that, right? Like, that's right. She's trying to grow. But I feel like, you know, once you do that and once you like learn and grow in that aspect that you wanted to, like, it's fine to continue to do what you wanted to do or have right. your fun, you know, in moderation. Yeah. Again, yeah. Everything in moderation. Like, it's okay to go out and have a drink as long as you're not drinking your life away.
Yeah.
You know what yes, I'm saying? And exactly. It's okay to reward yourself. And I just think that there's so many people in this world that take life entirely way too seriously. And it's almost like I don't even want to talk to you. Because it's exhausting.
Heavy on the reward yourself too. I know there's mm-hmm. a lot of you out there, and there's even some of my friends out there that I know for a fact that, you know, do something for themselves every once in a while because they're so used to doing everything for everybody else, and they feel this guilt. And I'm like, spend a little money. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's literally what, first of all, it goes back to the Matrix. Like, take the trip. Like, that's what we're working so hard for, right? Yes. At the end of the day, I know there's bills. I know there's responsibilities. Mm-hmm. I know there's this, that, whatever. So again, that's where it comes back to in moderation. But if you want to buy that set, go buy that set. Like, it'll come back. It's going to be okay.
That's what I was
going to
say.
It's always going to come back.
Yeah, and I was going to say that too. Like, it's all about the mindset. Like, you have to think to yourself, like, it's going to come back. Like, if you think, like, oh my God, this, I'm going broke, you're going to go broke. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and heavier.
Yes.
Think that it's going to come back, and it's going to come back better every single time. And I promise you it is.
Yeah, but take the trip. Like, go have fun. Go out. Like, I swear to you, and I don't mean this in any, like, rude way, but it really bothers me so bad when they're like, I said this so many times in so many different episodes, and they're just like, I can't go out. I'm like, okay.
And for somebody that never does, it's like, live a little.
Yeah, live a little. Like, please, you guys. Like, life, you never know what could happen. Like, anything could happen at any given moment. And so, like, if you're over here taking life too seriously, you're over here, like, focused on such discipline, which it's okay, right? Discipline obviously creates success. But don't forget to, like, reward yourself and have fun in the meantime. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree with that.
I just think that's super important.
Don't get too caught up. Just, you know, don't forget to have a little fun, spend a little time, spend a little money. And the next day when you wake up, you can go right back to doing whatever it is that you're doing.
Because you're going to work and focus, and then one day
you wake up and it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. You can't go have fun. You know, you missed out on this and that and the third, and that could have been like the time of your life.
Now you have even more responsibilities than before you did when you could have been having fun. So
have that fun. Reward yourself. Definitely.
Live a little bit.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Wait. Actually, wait. I just did that thing that I think, I don't know if you do it too, but it's like that noise.
Sometimes I do.
Sometimes you do?
Yeah.
I don't mean to do it, but like, I think someone had commented on it.
No, I don't know if I do that, actually.
You don't do that?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't do it as much as I thought I would.
Like, I'll be like, see, but maybe if I'm thinking about something, like, I'll do it purposefully.
Yeah, purposefully. I think. See, but just now I did it, like, not, like, I don't know why.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because I didn't even notice you did it really? Until you said it, yeah.
Okay. next is to be content with being by yourself.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
so really one. Find happiness within yourself and be happy being alone. So I've always said too, like, in terms of like relationships and stuff like that, first you have to be content with being by yourself before you can even get into a relationship. And I just think that you really have to enjoy your own company before you can enjoy anyone else's.
No, and it's so true, though. Like, I feel like that's one of those ones that's so cliche, where it's like, nobody's going to love you more than yourself, but it's so true.
Right.
Like, how can you ever expect to love somebody when you don't even love yourself? And number two, how can you expect somebody to love you when you don't love you, you know? It's something that's so important. I really like that one, being content with being by yourself, because really, at the end of the day, that's really all you have. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you never know. You know, those people, and we've talked about this before too, that you think are so locked in, you've been like this, doesn't matter how many years, doesn't matter if they're family, it doesn't matter what the case may be. Like, you never know. And at the end of the day, the only person that you're always going to have and is always going to be true to you is you.
Yes.
So take care of yourself.
Yeah. You know, and you need to enjoy like putting on a movie by yourself.
Yes.
And spending time with yourself, going to eat by yourself.
Honestly, people that aren't like that. Okay. Not actually, but there's like some people out there that aren't like that, or like they kind of scare me a little bit. You know?
Can't do anything by themselves.
Yeah, like I'm just like, because I don't know, maybe that's just me, because sometimes I just love my where I'm just, even if it's not doing something in specific, like having a quiet room to myself where I'm not being bugged, like, is my peace.
Yes.
I'm like, maybe I love myself too much. No, but for real.
No, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I will say, though, like, the only thing that I think sometimes, I'm like, when people go to movies by themselves,
it's a little scary. No. No, but I get it.
No, I get
honestly,
it too.
Honestly, that's probably
it.
One of the easiest places to go by yourself, because you're in the dark.
Exactly.
And nobody knows.
And so many people do it. So I'm just saying sometimes.
How about like dinner by yourself? Would you take yourself to dinner?
See, that's the thing. I want to say, yeah, do it. But I don't know if I would go to a restaurant all dressed up and be like,
You know what the problem is? What? You know what the problem is? It's not, I feel like, and maybe you can agree with this. Mm-hmm. For me, it's not necessarily that I have an issue with doing it by myself. Mm-hmm. The issue that I have is doing it by myself while other people exist and somebody coming up to me and talking to me.
Oh, yeah. Because
that would ruin it for me.
Yeah.
Like being like, hey, no. No. You know, and there's always a chance that it's going to happen.
Yes. Like, no. That's why, too, like, or like, see, like a small restaurant like Chipotle or something, like, that's different.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
But even then, people will be like, and I'm like, dude,
no,
why?
They do.
Why do you? Yeah,
like, don't you get like maybe because they and I get it though, you know, and this is actually something in my mind that I've had to switch, like I've been really working on, which not that it happens often, but like when you see people alone like out eating somewhere, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, and then I tell myself, I'm like, wait, maybe they want that,
yeah,
like, maybe they enjoy that, like they're not sad, we don't have to feel bad for these people, like
no, mine was know. Well, no, with the movies, I think this is why I brought up the movies, because mine was always the opposite with the movies, because like I think it was like years ago something like super tragic happened at a movie theater in Colorado, so then when I started seeing people alone in movie theaters, I was like,
right,
that's like sketch. Paranoid, but no, I know, right. It's like people, I know, but that's why I have like, I was like, oh gosh,
because
like,
honestly, even when that's so true, because even when I'm with people like at the movie theater, I'm thinking like, right now, what if somebody just
like behind like, me the exits, I know, and it's so unfortunate that we have to think that way,
truly.
But that's what I'm saying, even as a woman, it is a little bit scary in today's society, even going anywhere by yourself, you know what I'm saying, but you know,
no, it's terrifying.
Have your safety toys,
yes, so
yes. But yeah, so then next is pour energy back into yourself. So I don't know if we've I think we might have mentioned this in the how to make 2025 your year. I think we mentioned this.
Oh right.
But I don't know if I said this. Find new hobbies you enjoy and try new things, right? Like even us the other day, we tried Pilates.
Yeah, we gotta talk to you guys about that.
I know, right? And like stuff like that. Like literally step outside of your comfort zone, like try new things.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And I loved that. Like it was just obviously I just loved it because it was actually good. Like it went well. But I love that it was just a new thing to try.
Yeah,
you know, it's fun.
And I think we both ended up loving it.
No, like, we did.
Even though we don't know if we did something's right.
No, I'm like, I must have, because I woke up the next day hurting.
No, I have hurting. To tell you. I have to tell you at the end.
I know. We'll get back to that.
But no, yeah, I woke up hurting too. No, we'll tell that story, the Pilates story, at the end. But yeah, try new things, like find stuff that you enjoy doing. You may try something that you never would have thought you like would like, and
yeah, you know, no, exactly. Just, but even if you didn't like it, at least you know, tried. Nobody can say you didn't try it.
Yeah, so. You know, I think that's so important, just stepping out of your box and stepping outside of your comfort
and don't
zone.
Get me wrong, again, easier said than done.
Yes.
That's not something that's like, that just goes back to two, one of the biggest things that I've loved and have kind of been my theme last year going into this year is get comfortable with getting uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like hard. Yeah, it's hard. It's definitely hard because, you know, but everything goes back to the fact that it's a mind block. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is, because once you get past it and you're doing that thing that mm-hmm. you're uncomfortable with, and you realize, first of all, it really wasn't that uncomfortable, but second of all, it's not that serious,
right?
You know, so it all kind of intertwines together.
Everything is connected. Like, who cares? Like, mm-hmm. Who cares if you look stupid? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
That's like filming in public. I literally just saw the perfect example of like vlogging in public, and they were like, the video was like, they don't know if you have 10 followers or 10K followers.
No, exactly. Like, they don't, because and either way, they're looking. They're
right.
Like,
either way,
that?
Yes, you know? Exactly. So film the video. You know, do what you want to do. Who cares?
Like, do that thing, guys.
Yeah. Okay, next is, okay, so we've already kind of said reward yourself often, even for the small things. We kind of already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to jump to the last one that I have on this list, and it's act like the person you want to become. So
I love that.
Yeah, you have to start acting like the person you want to become. I mean, like, stop saying, like, or, like, you have this mindset of, like, who you want to be, but you're like, it'll be there or be I'll be here in the future. No, or,
yeah, like it's such like a dream, like,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
you are that person today, girl,
right,
or boy.
Like, wake up, you know, make your breakfast that you want to make, or go to the store and buy the stuff you want to make to make your smoothie, your avocado toast, whatever you want to make, you know, go on that workout, like literally act like who you want to be, right? So like, you have to think about, like, if you had this life, Winnie, if you had this life already that you want so bad, how would you act that way,
right? No, right,
yeah, You know what I'm saying? Like, don't say that this is who I'm going to be in the future. You need to already act like you have everything you want and pertain it to your life. You know?
Yes. Winnie is just fighting to get up here. No. I think that one goes into, like, manifestation. And you guys already know, if you've watched our previous episodes, mm-hmm. what we feel about manifestation and speaking things into existence. And I think that's kind of the other side of it, like doing those things. Yes. You know, that's like kind of the physical part of it, I guess, is like you said, go buy that thing, mm-hmm. or go, I don't, whatever the case it may be, mm-hmm. that it is, just go do it.
Yeah,
no Nike sponsor, but just do it.
Yeah, just
because who is anybody to tell you that you're not already that person,
right?
Except yourself. Literally, you are your biggest enemy at that point. If mm-hmm. you want to become that person, you already are, and nobody's going to argue it because only you know who you actually are.
Yeah, exactly. So I think all of these are so important with becoming the best version of yourself, you mm-hmm. know. I just really think that, like, pouring energy back into you and what you love doing and finding new things and always, like, I wouldn't say always staying busy, but just always being happy with whatever you're doing is so important. Mm-hmm. I was going to say something to what you just said. You were saying, what were you just saying? Wait. No, I had like a light bulb and then it slowly dimmed. Wait, let me think. Let me think for a second.
Well, every time we need to think about something, we immediately start singing. Do you guys do that? Because I do that all the time.
No, like, I know.
Hold on. What was it?
See, but I really can't sing. You can low-key, like, a little bit sing.
See? I'm hitting the notes. Okay. See, yeah, now I'm about to be the person who I want to
become. Dude, what was I going to say? I totally forgot. What were you just saying? You were saying, can you repeat something?
The other problem with us is once I say something / once we say something,
it's gone.
Once it's out, it's done.
Like, it was there. Wait, what were you just saying?
I have no idea.
You forgot to?
See, yeah, no, so. I don't know. I feel like I just yapped away.
I don't remember what it was. And it was so good. Dang, I totally...
But there is one thing that we didn't include on the list that I'm like, I want to make sure to mention that I think goes into literally all of the numbers that we just listed. And I think we've mentioned on this podcast before is no matter what it is, no matter what step you're on becoming the best version of yourself, stay consistent matter what it is that you're doing. So whether that be, you know, acting like, what do we say? Acting like who you want to be already.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whether mm-hmm. it be health as well. Stay yes. consistent in that. Whether it be, you know, following or finding your passion, don't give up. Like, stay consistent in whatever it is that you're wanting to do, because what does it really matter if you're not consistent?
Yes. And another thing I was going to say, too, is, like, you know, to each their own, whatever you believe, you know. But if you believe in God, too, you know, like, wake up, go to church, do all of that. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Like, I think, I mean, I believe in God. And, again, everyone has their own religious beliefs. But, you know, and if you do believe in God, for sure, keep God in your life and, you know, for pray. Sure. I think that you can manifest and pray. There's some people that think, like, you can't manifest and believe in God, and I don't agree
that's
with
so
that.
Silly.
I know, I think that's so silly. But I manifest and I believe in God and I pray and do all of that, you know what I'm saying? So do all of those things that you believe in, you know, to create the life that you want. I think it's just so important.
That is crazy to me, though, like that people mm-hmm. think that. I'm like, I feel like I'm so heavy in the fact that I'm such a spiritual person and mm-hmm. I believe in stuff like that, manifestation and, you know, just things like that. But I also have a relationship with God 100%. Yes. And I think anybody that actually believes or has a relationship with God knows that there are no rhyme, reason, rules that come with it.
Exactly.
It's you have the relationship with him or you don't. But that's,
yeah,
that's another debate.
Who of all people is more understanding than God?
Right. I'm like, really? Like,
right. I know. I just crazy. Yeah, I don't like that.
So anyways,
yeah, you can do all of these things and while still believing in God, you yeah. know. Yeah, so that was everything that we had as for becoming the best version of yourself. Now we can just, I wanted to jump right into the topic because, well, not that you guys let us know, but we would love to know if you guys like us talking in the beginning or...
Yeah,
or,
yeah. What do you guys prefer?
Yeah.
The reason why we had to do it today is because, what's today? It is February 7th, mm-hmm. but we are having a Galentine's yes. night tonight, so we are kind of in a little bit of a rush, yeah. so we wanted to make sure we covered everything with mm-hmm. our topics, but now that we have a little extra time, we can do a little tea time. But yeah, like she said, let us know
yeah.
what you guys prefer.
Yeah, what you guys like. Yeah, all of that. So, no. Okay, so after we went to Pilates on Tuesday.
Yeah, which I think we told you guys we were going to last time.
I think so, yeah, right? right? Which we loved, right? Which, wait, the thing with Pilates, the only thing I have to say about Pilates is I don't understand, and I thought maybe it's just where we went, which is why I'm telling you we have to try other places.
No, I know. I do need to book those.
No, ones. They're like, no, I actually ended up buying a membership for the Sundays.
You did? Sunday yeah. Pilates?
Wait, okay, wait. It's literally in Credit Union One.
Yeah. No, they sold the building.
Yeah. So I was like, what? Anymore, I'm like, that's crazy.
I know.
Yeah. But I got a membership because you can get a first month unlimited for $125.
Oh.
And that's so worth it to me. Because
yeah. If you go consistently.
Yeah. Because one class, well, your first class, I think, is like 20. But after that, it's like 70. I think it's 40.
Oh.
I think. But still, like, I don't know.
So your money's worth. No, yeah. I want to do that.
Yeah. You should. We should. Okay. For the month. I did it for March, I think. Okay. But what I was gonna say, which is why we have to try new places, is because guys, they didn't like fix us. Like if we were doing something wrong, I thought like I think one time she fixed me.
No, right?
But,
yes.
But dude, I look over and there's some people like straight. There's some people. No. I'm like, what is the right thing to do here?
It was literally. It made me feel like, just as I always feel like with everything that we do, that we're so unserious because, but no, but for real, this time it wasn't our fault. Like, it was so freaking funny because I couldn't look at her because we were both like, I could tell we were both like, what the hell are we supposed to? Because, okay, the whole time, this is the instructor, which super nice, by yeah, the way. Loved her.
Yes.
I thought she was great. But the whole time she's like, okay, so now you're going to want to right hand, 90 degree left, turned over, body twisted and backwards.
I'm like, ooh.
And then she's like, for 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm like, wait, I don't even have the position.
Dude, every time she said,
and hold. I'm like,
stop.
Every time. Hold on.
And we're in beginner, first of all, mind you. No,
really. There was nothing beginner about that shit. She was just going, going.
I can only imagine intermediate.
That's
what
I'm saying. They're probably like now flying duck.
Flying duck. I'm like, we will be in beginner for the rest of our lives. No, but seriously. And then I swear to you, half the time she'd be like, and 3 and 2. And then and she's like, and on your last one, lower down. I'm like, well, this is my last one.
No, we're not saying. 5 more. And then 2 seconds later, she's like, and done. I'm like, I just did one. Should I have done 5?
I swear.
So it was a struggle. I think it's definitely just the fact that we're new to it and maybe these people yes. But again, it was supposed to be beginner, so I'm like,
yeah, hello? No, yeah, I know. I
was but like... obviously as we keep going, we'll know what they mean when they say, but yeah, it was weird that she didn't fix us at all.
I think that's why I do want to try like somewhere else just yeah. to see, because I'm pretty compare. Sure that they are supposed to fix you. Like if you're not in the right position, I think they're supposed to fix. I think.
And it's like, I get it, right? Because they don't have time to like fix
There's
every
only
mistake.
So many freaking
you know?
People though.
Right. No, I know. Is there was like what?
8?
8 of us.
There's not, it's not a class of 20. You know what
you're
I'm
right.
saying?
No, you're right.
But yeah, I want to do that, and I want to try the Cadillac one.
Is that the twisty
that's one? The one yeah where it's like, but I think it just takes a little bit more muscle, which mind you, first of all wait, let me just say this. Well, first of all, I haven't been to the gym in a very long time, mm-hmm. but dang, it really made me realize I need to work out my little tiny arms, because my arms were on
they were
fire
hurting.
Yes
yeah.
in the Pilates, that's mm-hmm. why I was like and then my crazy self went on a run.
No, I know. No, that's what I was telling her.
Yeah.
We both had worked out prior.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, so now I know when I do Pilates, I need to not work out the whole month.
Yes.
Because to prepare. But I will say, so the whole time we were worried, right? Because we were like, what the hell, are we even doing this right? Mm-hmm. But I'm like I said, we must have been doing something
yes.
right, because oh my goodness, you guys, it was supposed to hit full body and it sure damn did.
No, it did.
It sure damn did.
And my abs too. I think that was one thing
yes.
that for sure hurt. Yeah, no, it yeah, we must have been doing something correctly. But
it was fun.
Yeah, no,
it was
fun. Really
fun. We'll definitely be back and trying other
yeah.
ones for sure.
Yeah. But what I was going to say next is, so the next day, Wednesday, So that was, what, 2 days ago, because we film on Fridays.
Yeah.
I got a back tattoo.
Oh.
And I got a pretty big back tattoo.
What?
You guys. I have tattoos, which I don't know if you guys have ever seen them, because we're in the winter here, so I haven't worn, like, a t-shirt or a tank top or whatever.
Right.
I fainted. I fainted.
During the tattoo?
Let me tell you what happened, okay? So I went in and...
What? Were you not laying down, or were you?
No,
were
I wasn't laying down. Oh. Okay, so I went to the same guy. So actually, I have all my tattoos are done by a girl artist, which I love her. She's done all of these, but for my neck one, I went to this guy, and he's so cool. He has a family that just had a baby, so cute. Mm. But I actually like the way that my neck came out, because it came out a little bit darker. I think he's just a little bit more heavy-handed than she is, and so I went back to him, and. It took him like an hour to measure everything on my back, mind you, because it's a very symmetrical tattoo. And he had me at first, he's like, okay, when he was measuring everything, I was sitting on like a stool and leaning over, like with my hands on the bed, you know,
right?
So like a sitting, and he's like, okay, if you're comfortable like that, like I'm gonna start tattooing you like that. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm fine. And again, I have tattoos, it's probably been about 2 years, you know, maybe almost three, but he starts tattooing, and it's like the little lettering on my lower back, which very, not even an inch done, okay? Very tiny, I mean, you're gonna see it, like very tiny letters that he starts tattooing, and he's not even 2 minutes in, okay? And I'm sitting there, and I'm starting to not feel well, and I'm like, wait, and I'm like, and in my mind, I'm like, did I drink water today? And I realize I didn't drink water, not one sip of liquid. I ate, but for whatever reason, and I don't know why, that should be like the first thing you do in the morning. That was going to be part of the health. I forgot. Drink a glass of water right when you wake up.
Drink your water, guys.
But I realized I forgot to drink water. So I like immediately went on Uber Eats. But then I was like, no, I'm really not feeling well. Oh, that may be good. I was like, oh, I'm really not feeling well. So let me tell him, like, I need to go get water, right? So I was like, hey, I was like, I need to go get like my Hydro Flask from my car or something, like I need water. And he's like, okay, like, you good? Mind you, like I said, he just started the tattoo, right? And so he's like, yeah, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. So I get up, and he did my whole neck, okay, my neck, okay? So I get up, and my body feels weird, and I make it like right outside the room, and my body starts, it's like when something falls asleep and something's tingly, okay, my whole body felt like that, okay? So, and then I grabbed the wall, and I was like, whoa. And then my sight just
went black.
Started getting dim, like, it, like almost like an effect, like, slowly started to go black, and then I was on the floor. And I heard him, and he was like, babe, grab me an ice pack, grab me this girl. And I'm like, and I wake up, guys, it's like, it was, I hate passing, well, I've never passed out in my life, but I hated that, because like you don't have control over your body.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what just happened? I don't know why. Well, I truly think it was just from not drinking water. I guess, because again, I don't know, I have all these tattoos.
That's crazy.
Oh my god.
2 minutes into, like, I thought you were gonna say it was like a few
and
hours.
Yeah, and he was like, normally I would cut it off. He's like, but we literally didn't even start. I'm like, no, I'm fine, like I'll drink my water, and then
and then you were better,
and then I was fine. It was a 5 hour session. Oh my god. I was like, I can't believe, I literally passed, I fainted.
But did you get up right away? Like, it was,
well,
like,
I was on the floor for a little bit. Like, it's like the weirdest, like, I was gone. Like, I was passed out. Like, like when you have no control of your body, I hate that feeling. But yeah, they helped me up. They got me glasses of water. And I was like, did that just happen?
No,
like,
that's insane.
No, yeah.
I've fainted at least, I think, like, 3 different times.
Shut up.
Yes, I've fainted 3 different times. And I'm pretty sure each time it was, like, not similar situation, obviously, but it was, like, a dehydration or, like, too hot type of thing. Oh, my God, it's so scary. Like, it is the scariest feeling ever, where, like, like you said, it's, like, an effect where it's just, like, all of a sudden.
It goes
just
dark.
I'm like,
yes.
Bro, it's.
But I've came close, mind you, because I knew it was happening, because I've came close to fainting. Like, when I got my belly button pierced, it happened. But
I remember that.
But I never actually went gone.
Like, black.
And then.
Fell and everything.
No, never. And then, actually, when I got my snake tattooed, there's this thing called second skin when you get tattoos, right? So some people have it. I think it's like kind of more expensive, but second skin, it's like a really like skin tight saran wrap. That's why they call it second skin. And that you leave on for 24 hours because that's how tight it is. But when you take it off, I'm not sure if you're supposed to get it wet. I think I started to do that, but it's really, it hurts because it's so tight. And when I was taking that off my snake, I started to get lightheaded. I was like, okay. And I was in the shower and I was taking it off with the water and I was like, I need to get out. And I got out. Literally, I don't even think I put my towel around me. And I just
you just need to lay down. You need to lay down.
And I literally went in my bed. Yeah. And I was just, so it's like, I don't know why my body has that, like, I don't know.
That's crazy that you said that, because the first time I've ever fainted, and any time I've ever, well, there was the two more times that were different, but any time I've almost ever fainted since then was in the shower.
Really?
Like, it's just like, I don't, it's too much all of a sudden, and I feel like this panic all of a sudden, and I'm like, oh my God, I need to lay down, I need to lay down. Yeah. But as soon as you lay down for a little bit,
you're
fine.
Yes.
So weird.
No, it's crazy, right?
Like, any doctors in the chat?
I know. Please let us know. Yeah.
Are we okay?
I was more, I think, just in, like,
that's just so weird.
I was like, and then I was just like, I mean, thank God he has tattooed me before, because I was like, okay, clearly.
Then they would have been like,
they're like, this girl. Okay, I was just like, what? I don't know. It was crazy, but we're okay.
You got the tattoo.
Yes, and I got the tattoo, and we're good.
Drink your liquid water, poison, girls. Drink them water.
But so we are gonna get ready for Galentine's, and we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Super quick. I mean, we got everything really super quick and fast, you know.
Yeah.
But we hope you guys enjoy this episode. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
And don't forget about our email that we have. If you guys have any ideas, tea, feedback, comments, questions, whatever it may be, feel free to leave us a comment down below, or you can send us an email.
Yes. Thanks for watching.
Love you guys.
Bye.